Yeah, there's no doubt that they're good. I think Shadi told us this morning that they're top five in almost every major category on defense, and it shows up on the film. I think the biggest thing for us, though, is not to beat ourselves. Looking at some film last week during the bye, I think one of our biggest problems, is shooting ourselves in the foot, killing ourselves with mental mistakes and things that we can control. So, I think instead of getting focused on them, it's going to be big for us just to play our game and not kill ourselves this week.
Sam, you didn't play against those guys last year, right? You yourself personally.
I did not.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you anxious to see them in person or after missing them? I mean, they're so good. They're very good.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say anxious. Obviously, I'm excited for the challenge. I think everyone on our offense is excited for the challenge. Anytime you get to play a defense like this, it really kind of allows yourself to see where you're at. We know that we need a great week of preparation if we're going to go out, and succeed on Sunday. But I think everyone's excited about the opportunity that we have to go and play one of the best defenses on Sunday.
To us on the outside, it looks like they don't have a glaring weakness on defense. Do you agree? Is that the way you used to say it?
I would definitely say that, they definitely don't have one that sticks out. They're solid at every position. I think that's what makes them so good. I talked a little bit about it earlier. Just from an offensive standpoint, if we could eliminate the amount of mental errors that we make and improve that each week, that would be really exciting to see, because I think we could really do some good things if we do that. There's been flashes of it where we've played really well at times, and it would be nice to put four quarters together. But I think just improving each week, and getting better, that's what I'm looking for. It could give us a huge lift. Obviously, those two guys are, big parts of this offense. We've definitely missed them being out. It's been great to have them out at practice the past couple of days. They've looked good. I think they're excited to be back, bring some energy to our huddle. But it'd be really nice to get those guys back on the game field on Sunday.
Alex Smith has gone through a million coordinators, a million systems, kind of like you. I mean, can you empathize maybe with that? And how does it make it tough to get maybe established?
Yeah, obviously he's dealt with it. I haven't dealt with it to the extent he has. But, anytime, I think any job you take, you're looking for stability. I think that's a key to success, in any occupation. And, we haven't had that around here. But I think looking forward to the future, I think, we have a possibility, a really good possibility to have stability going ahead, and you just build on it each week.
Sam, are you seeing that the threat of Gibbons vertically down the field is starting to open things up for you guys underneath?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, teams have seen what he's capable of. He's definitely showed that he has the ability to get by secondaries, and stretch the field for us. So I think it definitely has backed some people off, and opened up some things underneath.
Sam, how is your rapport with Gibbons since he's come here just as a rookie? You guys more on the same page than you were?
Absolutely. I think, especially since Danny went down, he's been in there a lot more. Not saying we didn't get reps together in training camp, but, he wasn't in there with the ones a ton. I mean, we got work kind of every now and then, but the past couple of weeks, he's been starting, he's been in there a lot, so I think our chemistry's definitely gotten better.
Is he much more than just a speed guy? I mean, that's his reputation, but is he a lot more than just someone that can run by everybody?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the greatest things about him is he wants to be a complete wide receiver. He stays afterwards every day to work on his routes, to throw with me. I think his route running ability has gotten much better since he's been here. I think it's only a matter of time before he can do everything.
Sam, they seem to be a very, very effective blitzing team. I mean, did they come from all over?
To be honest, they really don't blitz that much. Looking at the percentages today, first and second down, it's like 26-24%. It's really low. So, when they do blitz, they have had some success. It's efficient. They usually cause what they want to cause with it. But, I think we'll handle it just fine.